This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I got a bunch of news, and it dovetails with our guest, Ray McGovern, senior policy analyst with the CIA, retired 27-year veteran, part of an organization who's speaking out against the lies and corruption. I've got articles here where people beg for food in Iraq. They're given nothing. The troops laugh at the children. Children come in with blown-off fingers, charred bodies, can't walk, and the troops say, no medical care for you. Oh, the government's so nice, it says they offer them $20 a month to work for Halliburton and others. So what we have now is a nation of 22, 23 million slaves. We've killed 1.5 million of them. That's conservative numbers. Madeleine Albright said 500,000 kids being dead. This was in 97. It was a good price to pay. And now the ethnic cleansing is continuing. Ray, the comments I just made, and I have the articles here in front of me, we'll mention them a little bit later, and we're about to go to the calls, but does that anger you that children who pick up cluster bombs and blow fingers off, our troops won't give them treatment?
Yeah, I feel incredibly angry, Alex, not only at what's going on, but at what's being done not only to these children, to the Iraqis, but what's being done to the souls of our troops. We really can't blame the troops. You know, they signed up, most of them from the inner city, most of them from the farms. They hoped that the Army would give them away into education and so forth. They didn't bargain for this.
And now they're being trained to be bloodthirsty psychopaths.
Yeah.
They're going to come back here and become our police officers. And if somebody says, oh, you don't support the troops, shut up. Hey, a unit of Delta Force came back and in 1 week killed four of their wives, folks. Yeah. Something's happening to their souls. Go ahead, Ray.
So that's a really important aspect of all this. As for what needs to be done, well, clearly this needs to be internationalized. We can't pretend to have the answer to these things. We had no plan going in. We had no plan for what would happen after the war. So we need to get the UN in there, and we also need to invite the UN inspectors back. I mean, what's really, really difficult for me to understand is the U.S. refusal to allow the very people who know everything there is to know about Iraqi weaponry, where it is, how it's made, how it's procured, the scientists they know. Why don't they let them back if they're interested in finding this stuff?
Well, and, Ray, before we're going to come back, and I promise right when we get back, we're going to take calls.
Okay.
Everybody's been patiently holding, so everybody stay there. But, Ray, before I get jumped on here, you know, the UN was a creation of that military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. It's a tool, a rubber stamp for the globalist, and every time it doesn't do exactly what they want, they just abandon it. And obviously Blix wasn't saying what they wanted to hear, because Blix said, I wasn't going to be, you know, made a fool of later. There weren't weapons of mass destruction. We couldn't find them. But you know, to say, oh, use the UN. I mean, the UN, NATO, all this, it's run by the same people. It's really turned into a good cop, bad cop thing where they just use it as a tool of the takeover.
They'd like to do, but they weren't able to do that. You know, they had to go forward without the UN blessing. And that's a big, big difference. And, it's all the more inexcusable for the U.S. to go ahead and with the British to sort of thumb their nose at the rest of the world.
Well, it makes America look like the bad guy.
Well, yeah.
So, and then it makes the U.N. look good.
Well, the U.N., to its credit, tried to put the brakes on this war, Alex. We can't forget, you know, that the French and the others, as maligned as they are, they said that we don't abide by this new doctrine that you can, because you're strong enough, that you can go and do a preemptive strike on somebody.
Is that because Europe is within nuclear strike range of more countries on the hit list, and they're worried?
Well, it could be, but I think it's more a case that the French have been around for a while, and they realize what happens when you let one country exert this kind of unfettered power.
All right, Ray McGovern, we're honored to have you stay there. We're going to come back and take calls, and we'll talk more about the lies and the corruption, folks. Bottom line. And we'll go through this information. Please stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and then back from 9 to midnight. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. I challenge folks to go to a search engine and type in Ray McGovern, veteran intelligence professionals for sanity, and read his comments. That's why I love search engines. You know, click on some of the earlier listings from 6 months ago, a year ago, where Ray laid out the lies, the propaganda, how they were manipulating the population with stunning accuracy, and then it all came out later. That's what I like to do. And it's amazing information. Ray, you were right on target with everything you said on this show and what you said on Fox News and other places. How did you have such accurate information? Is it your sources still in intelligence, or is it your understanding of analyzing the geopolitical system and the tricks of this current regime?
Well, it's a fair question, Alex. It's sort of a combination of three things. One is the experience. There's no substitute for having lived and breathed at the high levels of intelligence and policy in Washington as long as I did. I guess the most important factor, though, is the Internet. I can come down in my pajamas and get read up on just about everything I need to know in 2 hours by just tuning into the right websites and the right newspapers. And And then the value added to, say, the next 20%, the last 20%, that comes from contacts inside. Most often these contacts we use mostly to affirm or to confirm our own analysis. And we, you know, we kind of say, well, this is what it looks like to us. Tell us if we've gone wrong. And the answer usually is no. You got it right, but there's also this. And then we'll get extra little confirmation, extra detail to throw in there.
What about Dick Cheney visiting, we now find out, the CIA and literally putting his hand on senior analyst's shoulders and going, we need these weapons?
Yeah. Well, Alex, I spent 27 years at the CIA. Not once in all those years did a vice president of the United States come to the CIA for a working visit to help us analyze things. And that whole concept of him paying repeated visits to the CIA until he browbeat them into coming up with the, quote, correct, end quote, answer is just beyond the pale. It's bizarre.
Well, they'd also tell him to, in one report, they told him to rewrite it 7 times.
Yeah. Well, that's the tactic used. And unless you have a very strong director, a strong director of the CIA, you're pretty much done for. And unfortunately, the current incumbent is not a very strong director.
Well, I don't go off looks, but to me, I mean, just the way he looks, Tennant is ready for The Sopranos. I'm sorry.
Well, he's an interesting guy. He's got all the credentials for being a very successful congressional staffer. And those same credentials are the antithesis of the credentials needed by the director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
All right, let's take some calls, Ray. It's great to have you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate Garfield in Arkansas holding the last 45 minutes. Go ahead, Garfield. You're on the air.
Gentlemen, I just wanted to pass on a quick news bit I caught on PBS the other morning. And I didn't get all the details. I don't know who is trying to introduce this bill, but apparently there's a bill trying to be introduced to change the Constitution to allow a non-native born citizen to run for president. And they go on to say that this would allow people such as Madeleine Albright, they used her expressly to...
Or Arnold Gestapo Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, to run for president. And I just... I wondered if you'd heard anything about that.
Well, I know that they've got a new continuity of government thing the CFR just put out, and they want the governors to appoint people during the decapitation of Congress. And I know that during that Constitutional Convention, they could rewrite the whole Bill of Rights during that period, and they're already trying to do that with Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2. Any comments to that, Ray?
Well, I just... reflecting here on the prospect of having Henry Kissinger as president and Albright as vice president, and I have a cold sweat to come down the back of my neck there, Alex. And Garfield, I wish you hadn't raised that.
I wish I could find what you just said funny.
Well, yeah, it's all this stuff, you know, you have to keep a sense of humor, but when you come right down to it, man, it's...
Well, the Republicans and Democrats have introduced bills to prepare the process of repealing the 22nd Amendment. That, of course, keeps presidents from running more than two consecutive terms.
Right.
That's not a good sign.
That was most recently introduced by a Republican representative.
Henry Hyde.
Well, actually, there's another one as well. So that's in committee right now.
There's about 5 different versions that I've seen.
Yeah.
Hyde's the same one that when Ron Paul tried to get him to put a rider on the bill that would appropriate the money for the war, Ron Paul wanted to put a rider on that bill that would say that Congress was actually declaring war by voting for that. And Hyde told him that would be frivolous if the Constitution had nothing to do with this.
Wow. Now, I got that quote out of the AP. I wish I had it on video. But, that's the most conservative member of Congress against the war. But the media never focuses on that, Ray.
Yeah.
They make it a left-right debate to polarize.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll let you go on to some more callers. Thank you both, gentlemen, for what
you're
doing.
Thank you, Garfield.
Thank you. Let's talk to Brian in Virginia. Brian, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You guys are real patriots, Ray and Alex.
Well, thanks, Brian.
Good to talk to you. I think I got fired because I was giving out your tape, Alex.
Well, last hour it was, you know, somebody's going to call the FBI because we speak out against corruption. See, you're passing out my videos. And what happened?
I was... asked out your video to anybody that would take one. I mailed them out to everybody I had an address for, and, you know, just And next thing I know, I was, fired for literally no reason. I'm drawing unemployment now.
What company did you work for?
Bell and Howell.
Your phone's distorting. What did you say?
Bell and Howell.
Oh, and they make the...
They're into a little bit of everything. I'm a technician, and I was servicing their mail processing machines.
Well, I know that Dell Computer fires anyone that goes to a pro-life site, an environmentalist site, my site. We have this censorship going on all over the place, and I know that Stanley Hilton, who's suing Bush for involvement in 911, has taken the case of one of our listeners who was worked at a luxury store, and they were allowed to give friends and people stuff during their lunch break, but he gave somebody a copy of one of my videos, and the manager said, I'm firing you. You're a traitor for being against the war. And again, this has actually been in the news out in San Francisco. So we've seen this before. It's what I'm talking about. This. If you don't agree with the government, you should be arrested or fired. Ray, it's becoming a real problem.
Yeah. The need is to get together with folks that are still untainted by this kind of fear and speak out. That's really what responsible behavior is these days, and that's what did not happen in August of 1939 in Germany. People just got too afraid. They're too afraid to speak out and just watching out for themselves. We have to watch out for one another.
Absolutely. You know, I'm sorry to hear that happen, Brian, but you're going to be blessed in the end. You know, I've had similar stuff happen to myself for standing up for for what's right. But we won't have a society if people don't stand up like you do or like you did. And so I'm sorry to hear that happened here in the new Reich land, the new homeland.
And good luck to you, Brian. I hope that you're able to land another job quickly.
Oh, I think I will. I think my next step is going to try to get to the local city council and the county, try to see if I can get something.
Good.
Try to convince them about the Patriot Act to try to.
Well, 400 cities and two states. It's not 150 or 200. It's over 400 cities and towns and two states have said no to Ashcroft and the Patriot Act. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Tim in Texas. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you?
Hi,
how are you? How's your guest? What I want to talk to you about, Alex, is Bush, they didn't do it by Congress, the declaration of war against Iraq, so they violated international law. I'm not for Saddam, but they violated international law by invading a sovereign foreign nation.
Sir, they violated our own Constitution.
That's correct.
Ray, any comments to that?
Well, they certainly are in violation of international law. Whether Congress can delegate the ability to make war is a contentious question. Congress did vote. They did give the president authorization to make war. So most people would say they chickened out, but they chickened out in a legal way.
Yeah, but they didn't declare war. They gave
a declaration of war is required in the Constitution.
They gave
the
him a blank
States.
Check. They gave him a blank check to invade whoever he wanted.
Right, right.
Which I find even worse.
Yeah. Well.
Basically, they're running the United States government under executive orders under national emergency since 1933, when FDR. Put the whole United States government under a state of national emergency.
Well, I know that we are now under continuity of government. Ray, did you see the stories about a year and a half ago where they admitted that we were under continuity of government and, quote, shadow government?
Oh, yeah. I remember the, you mean right after 9/11?
Yes.
Yeah, that, and people, the Congress hadn't even been informed of that. That was.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing. The House leaders and the Senate leaders were not informed and were not involved in continuity of government, again violating the Constitution, despite the fact they're in direct line of ascension.
Yeah.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
The Articles of Confederation, though they treat the Constitution suspended, the 1787 Constitution, like it's suspended, remember this to all the listeners out there, that the Articles of Confederation were written before the Constitution. There's no provision for suspending it. And people out there use the Articles of Confederation. They have to go in the courtroom. But yes,
all right, sir. I appreciate the call, Tim. Ray McGovern, I want to get more into going into Iran and Syria and North Korea and your analysis of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk to Warren in Colorado and Tim in Wisconsin and a couple others. I appreciate you staying with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. And again, be sure and visit the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate station, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Hi, Jack Groundrigg with Midas Resources, the real money folks. Remember that ad from October of 2000? The NASDAQ was down 22% for the year? Well, it's since gone down another 40%. Folks, where will it bottom out? Unfortunately for many of us, the paper markets have already wiped out life savings with no hope of recovery. Don't let this happen to you. Call Midas Resources today at 800-686-2237. Gold spot at that time was trading at about $275. It is now up dramatically and looking very bullish. We recommended at that time to put a significant portion of your assets into the gold and silver collector coins. That advice still stands. Call Midas today, 800-686-2237. Collector coins are liquid, private, and portable. Downside risk is minimal in comparison to paper equities. The time to move to hard assets is now, before the momentum buyers further escalate the prices. Protect your financial holdings. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Talking to Ray McGovern, we're taking calls. Ray McGovern, 27-year veteran analyst working at the Central Intelligence Agency, part of a group of former analysts who spoke out against the war and the fraud and the lies and have been proven totally correct and accurate. Unfortunately, I wish they were wrong. We're about to get some of his comments on the upcoming wars, which are basically a foregone conclusion, unless we stand up and speak out to the new lies that they're putting out daily. Warren in Colorado, you're on the air with your host, Alex Jones, and our guest, Ray McGovern. Go ahead, Warren.
Okay. Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
Last week, on one of your last segments, I caught it late at night, 10 to 11 here in Colorado, and you made a great point about how these so-called pilots weren't, there's no way that they could fly those large airplanes into the towers. And I've got a pilot's license, and I guess my question is, has any veteran pilots made any comments to the fact that that could not have happened for an inexperienced pilot?
Well, I mean, that, sir, to get into this takes hours, and we've done it. It's an important question, but, you know, how was NORAD ordered to stand down? The list goes on. And yes, a bunch of veteran pilots have said that with all their skills, it'd be hard to hit one of those buildings the way they did, much less two or three. And why didn't NORAD get scrambled? Why did Bush keep reading the little goat story for 27 minutes after knowing the second tower had been hit? I mean, it was just theater. And then later he put out different stories. And I mean, just to get into 911 just takes so long. But and then now Bush has declared even the public hearings classified. And now it turns out the spokeswoman for the FAA said in front of the press, oh, yeah, we got called right after the transponders got turned off by the White House. They took control of the situation. So it's so horrible, though, the average person doesn't have the will to face it. But it's clear they're doing nothing to stop terrorism while using the threat of terror to destroy our liberties. Ray McGovern, do you have any comments to what Warren is saying?
Well, yes, I would. I think that the joint hearings in Congress that wound up in September and later last year, that shows that Congress is not able to investigate something like this. You may recall that after months and months of investigation, for the last public hearing, Eleanor Hill, the very gutsy staff director, got up and said, now, I want everyone to know before we start here that our negotiations with the White House went well into the night, but we were unsuccessful. The White House is insisting that we keep everything that has to do with what the president was told before 9/11 out of the record.
So now the executive branch bosses the legislative.
That's exactly what's happening here, and you see that in all kinds of ways. I mean, Representative Henry Waxman of California wrote a blistering letter to the president on the 17th of March saying, look, you lied to me, and that's why I voted for this war. Now, I want an explanation. That was the 17th of March, Alex. He hasn't still received a
well, when Judicial Watch tried to depose the White House press secretary on Halliburton and some of their activities in the war, they threatened to arrest the Judicial Watch server. I mean, even Bill Clinton, for all of his corruption, never threatened to arrest somebody in a legal serving procedure.
It's pretty crazy.
It's getting crazy. Thanks for the call, Warren. Ray McGovern, what do you see happening in Iran and Syria?
Well, I think you're right to be extremely concerned about that. If you look again at those Project for a New American Century documents, you see a kind of a plan where the U.S. would increase its influence in those areas, as well as Israel would do the same. There was an interesting comment right after our victory in Iraq. The U.S. senior officials started talking about Syria and saying that Syria was the next target, and they were harboring criminals and escapees from Iraq and doing other things. They had weapons of mass destruction, of all things, okay? So it looked pretty scary, and the Israeli defense minister was asked to comment on all this, and he said in an unguarded moment, oh, yes, we Israelis have a whole list of grievances against Syria. But we just assume that the Americans take care of it at this point. So there you have a very clear manifestation of the fact that the Israelis are delighted to have us do their bidding there. And what is their bidding? Well, both Iran and Syria do harbor terrorists, do harbor folks that support terror in the occupied territories of Palestine. The Israelis don't like that. And so the Israelis would just be delighted if we went after Syria and or Iraq. The
well,
good news
McGovern,
is,
you have we've got a break. We've had you on for an hour.
Okay.
I know you're busy. Can you do 10 more minutes with us?
I could do 10 more.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll come back in three. I'll keep on about seven more after that. And I want to get into some other questions about this issue. Netanyahu said yesterday, and I have the article right here out of Reuters, they will be taking the oil from Iraq out of the pipeline. They're going to get it for free. Now, folks, if that isn't criminal, I don't know what is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.
888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Folks, our final segment with Ray McGovern. I only have time to take one more call from Elias in Michigan, but first I wanted to get more into Syria and Iran. Ray, the White House has said they want to go into Syria and Iran. They, about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, Rumsfeld said we want to start destabilization of Iran, maybe even broadcast into Iran, use the student movement. That's now happening. And I just want to point out that in Iraq, they're saying they're going to appoint the people that will then, quote, vote for who runs the country. Well, that's a puppet dictatorship. As I said earlier, and I've got the articles on Infowars.com, $20 a month for Iraqis that are lucky enough to get hired, the whole infrastructure taken over, working for private firms that Dick Cheney and others are profiting from. I mean, this is amazing. How do we get the message out to the people and your comments on this whole spectrum of things I've been speaking of? I mean, I don't know if you saw the article out of Reuters where Netanyahu says, oh, yeah, we need oil. We're going to be given the oil.
Yeah.
Given the oil? I mean, that's horrible. That belongs to the Iraqi people.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex, one comment. It's sort of a good news, bad news type of thing. Bad news for the poor troops that were sent over there. They're going to be embedded down there for a long time in Iraq. I think there are about 145,000 of our guys there and women. It turns out that the chief of staff of the army was quite right when he said it's going to take a couple of 100,000 folks to pacify and to occupy Iraq, and we'll probably have to send in more folks. Those of you who have been around Vietnam, it's really the quagmire that we saw there. So why is this also good news? Well, it's also good news because, you know, even the most arrogant and ideological folks can outstrip themselves. They've got their hands full in Iraq now. I can't conceive of them going to the army now and saying, okay, we need a couple hundred more thousand to do Iran and Syria. The army doesn't have it. So our capabilities are stretched to the point where if we can do Iraq, so to speak, we'll be doing well. And I don't think we can even do Iraq.
But now they've got a Republican and Democrat version of bills for a national compulsory draft never before seen for men and women. And they're talking about using NATO in other countries. And you know, they just had the G8 meeting. They were authorizing if Iran and Syria don't follow orders going in.
Yeah.
Did that concern you?
Well, not so much. I think that the Europeans are trying to put up a strong front there, but I can't conceive of it. There are other ways to put the brakes on nuclear programs besides going in militarily. The Europeans know that. Most sensible people know that. And in many ways, Alex, the nuclear genie is out of the bottle. I mean, what we're doing with respect to North Korea, for example, is we're hastening their attempts to get nuclear weapons by the way we're acting. So it's not going to be possible to prevent people like, well, North Korea is already gone. Iran will probably get a nuclear capability. Israel already has one.
They have 400 but in chemical, biologicals, race-specific viruses and bacteria, but
yeah.
Why aren't the globalists running things? Why aren't they concerned about India and Pakistan? Why did our government help develop China's systems? Why did Rumsfeld on the board of ABB help transfer the reactors to North Korea in the mid-90s? I mean, this goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, it's pretty crass when you look at it. The mighty buck speaks to most of that. There is concern with respect to India and Pakistan, but it looks like that kind of, you know, deterrence worked for, since 1945? A deterrence can work if sensible people are in power.
But by having these preemptive strikes, this is escalating the arms race.
That when I said sensible people in power, I ruled out those who would mount preemptive strikes against international law. That creates an instability in the world. It is just the first time it's been so unstable in a doctrine strategic way since World War II.
But I have family who are officers, and I talk to a lot of people, and I've seen their policy reports as well in the news. I mean, they're telling the troops, this was about 3 months ago, one of my family members who was an officer in the Army, they were told within 2 years they are going into Syria.
Yeah, that's, you know, they would train for that. That just makes good prudence to train for that, get the Syrian maps out and all that kind of thing for the contingency reasons. The Israelis would be delighted, of course, if we went into Syria. But I think that, I may be gilding the lily here, but I think that the quagmire that we find ourselves already in Iraq will militate against any quick decision to do the same to Syria.
By the way, we didn't have our troops getting shot. We're getting more resistance now that we've taken over than even taking the country over in the first place. And the evidence is the people are fighting back now because so many of them were mowed down at weddings and protests. Has
sure.
No connection to Saddam. They're actually putting the Baathists back in an attempt to get control, but then the news tries to say, oh, Saddam's secretly commanding them. That's why they don't like our troops. Is that propaganda?
Yeah, well, sure it is. It's the same propaganda as, you know, the prospect that they would go up on the rooftops and wave American flags. You know, I was thinking, Alex, just the other day, as I saw more of our people getting killed, there's a Rudyard Kipling doublet here that really speaks volumes.
About riding the tiger?
No, well, it's this. If they ask you why we died, tell them because our fathers lied.
I forget the saying. That's a good saying, but I forget the one Kipling's talking about riding the tiger. You end up being the meal.
Yeah, well, that's we are riding a tiger in Iraq, and the thought that we can pacify and direct 23 million people with 150,000 troops is absurd.
But why should Exxon and Mobil care if they're getting record profits if our boys die?
Yeah, well, they don't care. It's really a mark of, well, there's the arrogance and there's the fact that they don't really know what they're doing. It's the same as Vietnam. What you have is a president from Texas, LBJ, Bush. What you have is a Ivy League defense secretary who thinks he knows everything there is to know in the world. And the relatively ignorant president from Texas is so impressed by this Ivy League quick-talking secretary of defense that he allows him to set policy for the United States of America. And
well, Bush is Ivy League, too, but even though he got in with a 65 score. Mr. Skull and Bones, one last call. We'll let you go, Ray. We appreciate all the time. No, Elias in Michigan. Elias, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, thank you very much. And hello to Ray. And
hi, Elias.
Hi. Anyway, what I was interested in and what I've been thinking about is where are all the clones of Alex? On. And it just hit me today when he was talking about that. And I suppose you know, there should be hundreds literally giving out this message on local radios. I don't have any local here, so I hear it on the shortwave. So, but you can't find anything.
Well, there are people in every city.
Well, there used to be one here. He was called Mark Scott, but he is long gone. You never hear of him anymore. So, but what is your opinion on this? Where are they all?
Well, I know this. This show gets good ratings, great ratings, number one ratings in many cases. There are a lot of sponsors out there. There is a market for it, for the truth, for alternative news and information. But look at the FCC ruling with Powell's son saying they can own unlimited. That's not free market. That's monopoly or oligopoly. Ray McGovern, how does this consolidation of the media feed into destroying a free society?
No, that's the worst thing that's happened here in town in several months, and there have been a lot of bad things happening. That Powell would do this without holding public hearings, that he would do this against congressional opposition, it's just really unconscionable. And the result will be that folks like you and others that would speak truth to power are in jeopardy now. These conglomerates that keeps snarfing up these local radios, they're going to be in charge of pretty much all there is on radio, and that's really, really noxious.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Elias. And Ray McGovern, any closing comments for the listeners?
Yeah, I just would say that we need to kind of focus our interest on the real demonstrably arrogant and unsupported things. I'm thinking of the forgery. Now, we know that a forgery was used to deceive our Congress into voting for war. We have to figure out how to get at that. Vice President Cheney, frequent trips to the CIA, unprecedented sort of behavior, he exaggerating the nuclear threat. I believe that the evidence is very persuasive that he was behind that. And what we need to do is kind of get up and out, talk about this, and say, is it right that our elected representatives should be conned like this? And then we talk to our elected representatives. You voted for the war. Now, are you disturbed at all at realizing that the intelligence, so-called, that was used to justify this war was a hoax? Are you concerned about that at all?
Well, Ray, that's the problem. They're committing frauds, forgeries all the time, domestically, internationally. The Republicans, the Democrats do it. It's a big, fat cash machine up in Washington. They're literally freebooting or pirating our entire society. Bush has announced they're going to now change the rules where we won't own our pension funds. Across the board, this is happening. I've never seen such corruption, and the media, the supposedly liberal media, which is a joke, totally ignoring this. And I see government growing, liberties being destroyed. Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban, open borders. I mean, Bush isn't a conservative or a liberal. He is a command and controller trying to wreck this country. And, of course, he's just a puppet as well, the military-industrial complex. So how do we stop this system? Well, I mean, that's my final question, Ray.
Yeah, that's our challenge. And the way we do it is together. And the way we do it is to try first through the political process. We hear ever since 9/11 in Washington, a bunch of us that consider ourselves progressive or conservative or conservative progressives, who have been lamenting and we've been talking and we've been shouting, but we need to start doing. And what we need to start doing is getting together and making sure that the people that will be running next November are people that represent what we stand for, and we'll try to get at the truth.
Now, what percentage, and this is the last question, what percentage of the former and current intelligence people you talk to are upset about what's happening and see the Orwellian nature of the lies for what they are?
Well, the colleagues that we talk to are mostly of the kind that know us by reputation as having a thing about integrity. So we're not talking to a cross-section of the community. But even having said that, I think about 80% of the folks still slogging away in there are just trying to bite their tongues and wait so that they can fight another day. Because right now, because of their director caving in to the powers that be, their voice is not being heard.
So what strata is it? I mean, you say 80%. That's almost the entire strata or all the different layers. I mean, so you're saying top to bottom, there are people that don't like butchering America.
Not really, Alex. I'm afraid I have to say that the bureaucracy is, there's bureaucracy even in the Central Intelligence Agency, and that means that if you know how to sniff the wind right, you know, and you figure out what the right answers are, and you're interested more in self-advancement and getting promoted than you are in pursuing the truth, you will bubble to the top. And so that other 20%, I'm afraid to say, is at the top of the agency.
All right. Ray McGovern, I really appreciate you coming on the show today, and we look forward to having you on again in the future, and God bless you.
And to you, too.
Take care. And talking about integrity, talking about sniffing the wind, I mean, here is the Houston Chronicle today. Chief Texas Justice Unfair. That's the headline. The chief says, you know, big bold headline, chief, says chief, Texas Justice Unfair urges crime lab court of inquiry. Criminal defendants in Texas are at the mercy of prosecutors in an unfair system that emphasizes winning rather than justice, Houston Police Chief C.O. Bradford said Monday. Trial by ambush, that is a Texas criminal justice problem. In a two-hour meeting with the Houston Chronicle editorial board, Bradford also said he believes that there is sufficient probable cause for Harris County judges to convene a court of inquiry to publicly and independently investigate the entire police department crime lab, not just the troubled DNA portion. Now, police have gone forward. They've been caught framing innocent people, thousands of them. Of course, you heard last week about Tulia, Texas, with the 46 people arrested in raids, no drugs, paraphernalia found. One cop said, I saw drugs on all of them, and it turned out he hadn't even ever talked to about half of them. They all got prison time between 20 and 90 years. Turned out it was all made up and fake. Now, that's just Texas. It just came out that in Dallas they frame people in the crime lab, that they have a whole locker of fake drugs they plant on people and then later substitute it with real ones. I mean, it's wall-to-wall, folks. And when your government's that corrupt, you can't believe a thing they do. And it's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's everybody. I mean, somebody like Ray McGovern, you know, kind of a moderate, was a conservative in the Reagan administration. And he's here freaking out over all this. We've got Charlotte Isserby, former head of Policy Department of Education, Reagan administration, giving you the documents where they say they want to dumb your kids down. There's a lot of conservatives and liberals and people across the board that are waking up right now. And I'm a real conservative. To be conservative, a constitutionalist, I'm pro-gun, pro-family, pro-border. I'm for lower taxes, getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Well, the neocons you hear on the news, they're not. They've got some red herring of beating up some mindless soccer mom on the air who's got half-baked idiotic ideas, but that soccer mom isn't the real threat. She can be deprogrammed. Okay, Joe Sixpack can be woken up. It's these neocons who are taking the energies of conservative America, of Christian America, and misdirecting it into empowering the New World Order. And somebody like Ray says, well, see, the UN's against the war. They must be good. And no, Ray's wrong about that, because the UN was founded by the military-industrial complex. He didn't argue with that. And they're just there to play good cop, bad cop, while the world demonizes America. As they provide internal propaganda to make people think the war is good here, they provide propaganda worldwide that's based, much of it, in truth, best type of propaganda, but misdirected to demonize America and make the UN look good. So we're seeing the rise of the EU and world government and the private shareholders of our Federal Reserve that are making the money and the power off of this acquisition of natural resources, the oil, and the population of Iraq. So that's the real system. And there is so much government corruption now that I can't even begin to even try to cover it. You've got to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to look at it for yourself. But I want to remind so-called conservatives that Hillary Clinton and Chuckie Schumer were for this war. This war was based on lies and fraud. Iraq was targeted as a military launch base. Iraq was targeted, ladies and gentlemen, for its oil. Now, that's the president's own policy board statement. Now, when they can have public documents where they tell us the truth for internal circulation, and then they have a public lie for the general public, and people accept that, we're in deep trouble. I'll come back and tell you about some key final news stories, and believe me, they're important, so stay with us. And yes, I'll put in a brief plug for my videos and my book, which we haven't really plugged today. Stay with me. We'll be right back in the final segment. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. Thanks for joining me, my friends. Face recognition surveillance bound for Miami River. Face recognition software is coming to Miami River. Long known as a haunt for smugglers and a home to small freighters and high-priced yachts. The technology that debuted at the 2001 Super Bowl in Tampa will scan for matches the faces and ship silhouettes of known terrorists and smugglers. Oh, yes. Known terrorists just everywhere going to get us. And, of course, they put this in Ygor City there in Tampa, and it ended up causing massive problems with innocent people being flagged down. In fact, they didn't catch anyone. It was just some guy be sitting there drinking a Sprite with his girlfriend. A SWAT team would come running up with machine guns, and we even had that guy on the air. The police tried to arrest people protesting it. They said those cameras give you justice. Protesting them obstructs justice. That was actually in the Tampa paper. Actually, the St. Petersburg Times. It was about 2 years ago. I don't know how I can remember all this stuff, but I can. Miami River has brandished a black eye with law enforcement for as long as I can remember, said Miami River Marine Group Director Frank Boschag. The times have changed, and the legitimate business of the river wanted to do something to show their commitment to river's improvement. Oh, yes, so now you'll be face scanned, folks. It's spreading all over the country, hundreds of cities now doing it. It's totally illegal, total violation of the Fourth Amendment. And here's another story out of Reuters. Apocalypse Now music fires up U.S. troops for a raid. It says when they attack towns, they play Wagner's Flight of the Valkyries right out of the movie Apocalypse Now, before crashing into Iraqi homes to hunt gunmen. And it said they are going ahead in some towns and just arresting most of the men and taking them to camps that MSNBC has reported are re-education centers complete with movie screens, broadcasting propaganda. It's, I guess it was good in Red Dawn, you know, movies like that, or for real in the Soviet Union, so now our government does it. With these strings of Wagner's Ride of the Valkyrie still ringing in their ears and the clatter of helicopters overhead, soldiers ram vehicles into metal gates, and hundreds of troops raided houses in the western city after sunrise, and it goes on. Our troops at war before the war. This is out of the City Morning Herald. I thought they were waiting to see if Saddam followed orders. Australian, U.S., and British special forces took control of a quarter of Iraq before the war was officially launched. On March 20th, Allied Forces Commander General Tommy Frank said yesterday, in an extraordinary statement that suggests Australians were engaged in the war prior to Prime Minister John Howard's officially committing troops, General Franks and more than 50 12-member Special Forces units secretly entered Iraq's desert before hostilities began. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. But I thought it was all, they didn't follow orders, didn't do what the UN said. See, it was all lies, people. They always intended to go in. That's admitted. And they say that's all happening because Saddam's still in there giving orders, and bin Laden's still alive, but don't worry about that. I mean, it's just totally made up. It's total theater. Bunch of other stories, obviously, on the websites, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I do hope that everyone will support this broadcast, spread the word about this show, support our sponsors, and to tell the stations thank you for carrying the show. The broadcast is really growing. And I also want to ask you to get my videos, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total, Enslavement is the newest. Get them and make copies. They're waking up about 90% of those that see the videos. And you are authorized to make copies for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. Toll-free number to order the films or my book is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. For the websites to order, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001-3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, get the film, spread the word, wake America up to what the neocons and liberals are doing. 1-888-253-3139. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2 during the day. Be sure and join us. God bless.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they are inhaled.